And now we can talk about a fourth task, which is called to complete the I want process. And Mark, you want to describe that?
This exercise is one of the fastest and most powerful ways to surface what you really want. You'll need a partner to do this exercise, and it's best that the person is someone you feel safe with and who will not judge your responses in any way. Before I continue, let me just do parenthetically an experience Jack and I had. We were doing a seminar together over in Maui with some other presenters, and we had a 72-year-old man with his 72-year-old wife in the seminar. As a matter of fact, he's a close friend of ours, and he'd never heard this I want process. Well, you do the I want process with one or several people that keep saying, what you want, what do you want, what do you want? And he said he got clearer about who he was in that few minutes that we did it, maybe 20 minutes, than he'd been in his whole 72 years of lifetime. And I can tell you that he has gone from success to success, prosperity to prosperity, and more happiness in his life. Now, each of you will get a turn to do this exercise, so you got to buddy up. Make sure that you have a pencil and pad or pen in front of you or a computer so you can take some recording or maybe even a recording device. You sit facing your partner. Whoever's going to go first, we've got to have them close their eyes, take a few deep breaths, and get relaxed. It is helpful to read the following words to the partner with their eyes closed to deepen their state of relaxation before you start. Just relax. And remember a time when you are really relaxed. A time when you were very, very relaxed. Remember, it was a time when nature just seemed to vanish. Perhaps it was a time in nature when time stood still. Or a time when you were lying on the beach. Or perhaps you were on a perfect vacation somewhere. Or maybe it was when you were sitting in a hot tub or getting a massage. Just let yourself go back to that time when you were very relaxed. That's right. That's good. And from this place of relaxation, just let yourself get in touch with that part of you that knows what you truly want without any barriers of fear, guilt, or limiting beliefs. And from this place, deep in your heart, keeping your eyes closed, just let your real self answer these questions. I'm going to simulate this now with Jack. He's got his eyes closed. He's in a comfortable place. What do you really want?
I want someone to give me a massage every day.
What do you really want?
I want our next book to be a bestseller.
What do you really want?
I want to laugh and play more in my life.
What do you really want?
I want someone that'll love me and nurture me the way I want to be loved and nurtured.
What do you really want?
I want to spend more time with my children.
What do you really, really want?
I want to express my divinity in everything I do.
What do you really want?
I want to dance and play more.
What do you really want?
I want to take more vacations.
What we've done is just give you the start of how this works. And I understand you're going to have some resistance at the front end because you never get to do this. This isn't a process you've ever heard before unless you've been in one of our trainings. And you do that with somebody for 2 minutes and you are going to find out who they are and what they really want. That's why we said it's got to come from a place of no judgment. The cliche is judge not and be not judged. And this is a place when it's going to get reversed and you get to do it. And then if you really want to get into it, if you got 4 or 5 people that are all in sort of the like-minded, positive, resonant state of consciousness, you do it with 4 people. And what you're going to do is what they ask for is also what you want.
When you're doing this exercise, you want to make sure the person with their eyes open writes down everything the other partner says. So now you have a record. And then when you're done, you trade roles. You each get a chance to do it. You're going to end up with a list of things that come not so much from the top of your head, but down from your feeling nature. Now, if you take all these ideas we just talked about, the perfect day fantasy, do this I want process, you clarify your vision, you make a list of 101 goals, you now have a large pool of information to start clarifying the direction you want to take your life in. And if you do that, you're going to have plenty of stuff that you ask for. So now we've kind of released the genie. We're very clear now what we want. And it's important to have this passion that comes from your true self, knowing what it is you want to have. Once you've got all this written down, make sure you refer to it every day. Go back to it, because that reignites that passion, reignites that part that knows what it wants, that feels like it deserves it and it wants to have it. This is going to increase your motivation so you begin taking the kind of actions that will get you your dreams, so that you too can have everything you want.